Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is time for race weekend. NASCAR is now back as the shootouts and all that kind of stuff are pretty much done. You get ready for the kickoff of the season. The Daytona 500 is upon us. We got the Polish Pipe Bomb in here talking some NASCAR, and also Dave Kalman, race writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, here as well now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. David, how you doing?
Oh, wonderful, Bill. Great to be with you.
It is, we're just sitting here in the studio listening to one of the promos from one of the local shows here in Milwaukee, and it says, you know, what are you doing this weekend? What are you watching? And one of the things I'm doing is not much. I'm going to probably head down on Sunday and smoke a cigar and watch the race and see a lot of sunshine, hopefully, and feel a little bit warmer anyway. But now that racing is back, what are we to expect, first of all, this season in NASCAR?
Let's start easy, right?
Right.
We're expecting change. Big rules package change. I don't know what it's going to do. And I'm not the most technical guy, so I don't want to pretend to explain it, because I'll get 15 emails telling me I'm an idiot. 15 more than usual telling me I'm an idiot.
Correct.
But after this race, we're looking at a kind of a whole new rules package with as far as downforce and engine output. So it'll be there'll be a lot of questions. As far as the stuff we do know that Jimmy Johnson's still trying to get off the Schneid. We do know that Kevin Harvick is going to be there every week, because that's all he's shown in the last few years. And after last night, I would think we do know that Chase Elliott's going to show that he's hungry this year.
I'm liking the fact that there's some new faces. Some people have retired, and the it's changed and such. And I get it, but. Has it lost its star power, do you think, at all, NASCAR?
Sure. Yeah, it lost its star power when Rusty Wallace retired and Dale Earnhardt died and all those things, too. And, the thing I think we have right now is the new star power hasn't really – it's always an evolution, and there will be new stars. You expect Chase Elliott to be one. You expect Ryan Blaney to be one. You've had some guys, Kyle Larson. You've had some guys start to show it, but not really fully break out the way the way that evolution needs that next generation. So you still you maybe have fewer of the guys. You have Harvick, who was part of the Kenseth Earnhardt Jr. kind of generation, but he's the only one of them left. Joey Logano never really has been embraced, I don't think. Tremendous talent. Kyle Busch is, one of those love him or hate him kind of guys. So if you need that transition. You need that next group, and if this year the Kyle Busch of this world maybe break out and start to show that, that'll make that that'll make that move along a little quicker, and it won't seem like we've lost some star power when these new guys, or when the younger guys start to show that and develop that star type following.
The one of the rules where if you get caught cheating, you're automatically disqualified. It's not even points anymore. It's just you're done. Do you like it?
It's fine with me. That it makes a lot of sense. It is the way things happen in most of the racing world, or much of the racing world. What I don't like is that the race doesn't end when the race ends. The race ends when you are at the airport getting ready to get on your plane because you caught the last flight out. The race ends when you're, an hour into your drive on the way home. The race maybe ends with a night race. The race ends sometime, after you've gone to bed and before you wake up. I don't like a race in the tech shed. That's not, people don't buy tickets to watch tech.
Mm-hmm.
People buy tickets and turn on the TV to watch the race on the track. They see a winner. I'd like that to be the winner, but I understand it's not that simple. But there are, what other sport do we have that, you know, that ends that way, that you went to bed knowing who won, and because you watched it, you saw it with your own two eyes, and you wake up in the morning and, oh, well, I guess the Bucks lost to the Pistons.
Right.
You know? That's what I don't like about it. But it makes a lot of sense, and I can certainly live with it, and hopefully we just don't see that much. Obviously, guys have been pushing it for years and years, and it's gotten worse, and, you know, it's what you do, I guess. But it's unfortunate that's what it's come to.
Mm-hmm. So who are you picking this week? I mean, just for, you know, Jimmy Johnson's wrecking everybody and trying to fight his way back. And as the pipe bomb was saying, NASCAR's kind of looking the other way right now because he's one of their big stars. He's been a numerous, what, seven-time champion or something like that, some kind of crazy number. So who are you picking?
Yeah, we were talking before the over-under, how many wrecks, and trying to parlay that with Stenhouse. No, I mean, it certainly looked like a Ford show last night. That's what happens when guys have run 60 laps on one set of tires, got a quick splash of gas, and, you know, what happens in a evening race. What happens in the 100 may not be the same thing when the temperature goes up and you're making full stops and those sorts of things, but it's you ought to go with a Ford, and so Harvick, maybe Logano. Logano sure came out of nowhere last night to win that thing. So, what the heck? You're putting me on the spot. I'm going to pick Joey Logano.
There you go. Okay, Joey Logano, we got you penned in just in case. I want to go to the windows and place a bet. What else about this season, I guess, is going to be intriguing? I mean, obviously, race-wise, we know that Infiniti is coming back, and not just specifically with Daytona and the NASCAR series, but we're getting IndyCar back again. There's been even some talk of an ARCA race coming to Milwaukee.
Well, we'll see what's going to come out of the – I mean, we do have racing at the mile this year. One race, Father's Day – or one – race event, Father's Day weekend. We'll see a little more this week. Have a little press conference regarding that. We'll see some of the other stuff that's coming with that. And then we will see come June, well, I don't have a calendar, 17th, 19th, whatever it is, how it actually works for all the crowing. And you and I have talked about this numerous times. For all the crowing people do about we need racing at the Milwaukee Mile, it has to be racing, we want racing back, bring racing back, somebody's got to go to the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens that weekend if, you know, somebody's given it another shot. So can they pull it off? That stands a chance to be the big, you know, sort of the big story in Wisconsin racing this year, looking in at it. Can somebody give this a short track race, put on a regional series race, and draw the whatever they need, 6,000-7,000 people. It won't look like much there because there's whatever 30,000-some seats. But if they can make it and make business sense and make it successful, and then potentially build on it. But yeah, I mean, this is just such if they can pull that off and if people support it. I think that'll be great. This is we know this is a great racing state. You know, we have we got the Xfinity Series, we got IndyCar at Road America, and both of those at Road America. We got just such a tremendous variety of short track racing, from the open wheel stuff and dirt and asphalt, late model stock kind of stuff. But it's a great racing state that way. Right now, we don't have that big. Certainly when Matt Kenseth was battling for championships, that was a big deal. You could count on that as a Wisconsin racing fan. If you're looking for something to hang your hat on, hey, Wisconsin, here's a example on the highest scale what a great racing state Wisconsin is. That was it. We don't have that right now. You know, Paul Menard's the guy in Cup, and he could be a factor this weekend. Certainly, mm-hmm. I don't know that he's a championship guy. But we have Then we got Johnny Sauter running for truck championship. So we still have some of that. It's, again, it's just this is a great area and a great state for racing, and we got a great variety, and I hope that people can see that there is this, you know, it's not just, hey, this is my thing, and that's everything else sucks. That there's all this stuff out there. Take advantage of it. Go check something else out. There's so much here.
Always great to talk to you, my friend. Should be a big race weekend. Look forward to kind of chatting again as the season gets underway, and obviously the racing gets going here in Wisconsin again. We'll chat then too, okay?
Sounds fabulous.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Coleman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Race rider there. Anything there you want to rebut or refute or discuss, Pipe Bomb?
No. You know, this race, the Daytona 500 being the biggest race of the season, it's always such a toss-up. Any of the cars can win. You know, Daytona and Talladega with the restrictor plate racing, they're all in a pack. Anything can happen. You can have a wreck take out three quarters of the field, and you've got some guy you've never heard of in the back, you know, might have one sponsor on his car. He could win. It's just a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to go to the window on the 500.
There you go. That is the Pipe Bomb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.